good morning, everyone. Today I'm here with Katie. Katie, you want to say hi?
Hi, everyone.
Now, Katie, before we get started, I always ask everybody to tell us a little bit about themselves, like, you know, where you're from, your favorite hobbies, anything.
All right. Well, I'm from Boulder, Colorado, originally. And I actually came to Evergreen mostly, well, part of it was to play soccer, so that's one of my biggest hobbies. I played for 4 years at Evergreen, and I also really am into environmental education.
Right. Environmental education. So are you going to be a teacher? Or?
That's one of my plans. I'm at kind of a turning point in my life right now. I just graduated from Evergreen, and I'm just trying to figure my way out. I've just been babysitting right now and volunteering at the Hands-On Children's Museum in downtown Olympia. It's a wonderful place.
So you like kids?
Yes, I love working with kids. I actually started babysitting when I was 12 years old, and so I have a lot of experience with them. And so I'm just kind of hoping to work with them, and I feel like I have a strong background.
Right. Yeah. Now, do you have kids of your own?
I don't.
No?
I don't.
Okay. Are you married, or what's your status?
Right now, I'm not married. I do have a boyfriend, but that's about it.
And how does he feel about the babysitting? Does it make him nervous, or?
No, I don't think so. He's, I don't know. We both just graduated, and we're kind of at a point where we're doing our own thing, and we don't really know what's gonna happen with us. So,
Yeah. Okay, so now talk to me a little bit about how you got to Evergreen. What made you make the decision to go there?
Well, mostly, it actually wasn't on the top of my list in the beginning, but I knew I wanted to come out to the Northwest, and it's kind of one of those places that is kind of, Olympia and Boulder are very similar, and I think I must have been attracted to that, just energy of Olympia. I really enjoyed it when I visited it.
Right.
So yeah, and just the environmental focus, I felt like it was kind of my home.
Okay, and did you always know you want to go into environmental sciences, or?
No, I don't think I really knew what I was gonna do, but I knew it was kind of a passion of mine, and I really love being outdoors and just protecting the beauty around us.
Sun, roses, and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels.
All right, now, Katie, tell me some stuff about babysitting. I know that I babysitted my sister and my brother when I was younger, and I swore I would never babysit again. So tell me, you like a lot. What do you like so much about babysitting?
Well, I think I just have a lot of experience with it. In the beginning, it was really hard. I babysat a family of three kids, and they were wild. So they were my first experience, and I think after that, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to work with kids, but then I realized kind of the perks of it, and right now I'm babysitting for two wonderful kids, and it's just really rewarding. Just having these kids looking up to you, and I just never really thought of myself as much of a role model, and then I noticed just. The little girl I babysit for, I feel like she just, likes being around me, and it's kind of a good feeling. I enjoy hanging out with her, so it's a good exchange.
Now, do you teach them, or do you just babysit them, or is it kind of like a nanny situation, or How does that work?
Well, it's like an after school. I just look after them after school. There's been a few times where I've done homework with them. And then I've done crafts with them, but it's not really, we haven't done anything too intense. It's just kind of, being there for them. And some things come out that I don't expect.
Please share.
What?
Please share.
Well, this was a surprising thing. Not too surprising, but just like some of the stories I tell, the little girl ends up telling her mom, just like stories from my childhood that I bring to her. And then also I got her into The Sound of Music.
Ah.
She had never watched the movie before, and then she loves it, and she's actually singing one of the songs in the talent show. Her favorite song is My Favorite Things, and sometimes when she's sad, it actually cheers her up, which is pretty great.
That's awesome. Now, do you sing as well?
I like to sing. I don't know if I'm that great of a singer, because okay. I've never done it.
I tell you what, try it right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sing something for me right now.
Well, maybe should I sing My Favorite Things?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. This could be interesting.
I live for interesting, believe me.
All right. Rain. Ooh. Okay. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings.
Very nice. Very nice.
I couldn't quite hit the My Favorite Things.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, I don't know if that was my best singing.
No, it's good. You're here to do a interview, not, audition for
yes,
Star Search.
Good thing.
All right. Now, I need you to tell me, like, one of your craziest stories about babysitting. Like, what is something that was just really off the wall or kind of funny or humorous to you as a babysitter?
Well, I just had... I have a couple stories that were probably like babysitting horror stories.
Do tell.
One of them was, it was with this family that I first babysat. They had three kids. It was a boy and two girls. And the middle girl was just, she was pretty crazy. And I don't know why. Maybe being the middle child was hard. But she got really mad at her brother one night. And, the brother was doing hockey at the time, and she got really mad at him, and she threw this hockey puck at him, and it broke the window. And it was, of course, like winter, and it was, and we didn't even have enough time to clean it up before the parents came home. And it was just like one of those horror stories where it was just like,
did they get hurt at all?
No, okay. No one was hurt, thankfully.
Did you get fired?
No. Okay. All right. But yeah, it was one of those things that, definitely scared me. But it, some things like that happen sometimes.
So what do you do as a babysitter, in a situation like that? Because I know with my kid, I probably, scold him or whatever. What do you do as a babysitter?
Yeah, that's kind of hard because, they're not your kids. So right. Sometimes that's a little hard. But I feel like in those situations, you do kind of have to be really, really harsh with them just so they don't feel like they can do it again. Not too crazy, and just like making sure everyone was safe.
Now, were you ever babysat as a kid?
I did have a few babysitters. I was the youngest kid out of three. I had two older sisters, so I don't really remember being babysat as much because I'm sure they took over as they got older.
Now, anybody in your life that's actually influenced you to go on and take the role as a babysitter or a mentor for children?
Yes. Well, actually, a lot of my family members and relatives have been teachers. My mom is actually a preschool teacher right now, and she's a huge role model for me. She's just actually I went to her preschool when I was younger, and she's just a great, great person, and I feel like she should be running the preschool that she's at right now. And yeah, and my other sister, actually, my oldest sister, is teaching. She's been teaching in New Orleans, and it's been pretty tough for her. But she's had some struggles, and I look up to her for that. I think she's been doing great.
Right. Now, do you have any good times with your parents that you want to share about? Anything in your younger years that, you know, that you might want to share?
There's
some good stories.
Let's see. My great grandpa built this cabin in California. That's where my mom's family is from, and we would go there every year for the most part, up to this lake, and just a bunch of relatives would come, and it was just a big family affair. I always had good memories there, just being in the lake, and there was this island there that we used to canoe out to. And actually, since California's been going through this huge drought, the island is no longer an island anymore. It's actually a peninsula because the water has dropped so much. It's kind of interesting to see.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Well, now, Katie, we always talk about, we're kind of wrap this up with, we're talking about, you know, with Evergreen and your education at Evergreen. Are there any stories about Evergreen or any of the alumni that you've associated with in the past that you want to share, good, bad, you know, or indifferent?
Stories about Evergreen. That's a good one. Let's see.
How long ago did you graduate?
Oh, I actually graduated after fall quarter this year.
I guess one of the big things that I would want to know is, like, I know Evergreen's changed a lot over the years. Have you noticed any changes? I know people talk about it all the time with interviews that I do with them. I just want to kind of know if there's any changes that you've noticed.
I don't know if there's been any drastic changes for me because I've only been here for 4 years, and I don't know if it's changed much.
Yeah, it's mostly the older people who tell me.
Yeah, I bet there's been a lot. I guess the only thing I can think of is with the soccer team I was on. The first 2 years I was there, I would say that the people on the team were more, I guess, like, you know, more Evergreen. Like, coming to play soccer, well, they came to Evergreen to be at Evergreen, and then they, you know, soccer was just kind of like a thing they also did. And then I think through just recruitment, we've been having people that are just coming to play soccer, and I think they're just people that are trying to assimilate into the Evergreen culture, I guess.
Right.
And so they're learning how to be in there. And some people don't really mesh well and then they leave. But other people really, like, get into it and, you know, love it here. So
what do you think is the major challenge for someone trying to mesh with the Evergreen culture?
Well, I've heard from a few people that just, like, Evergreen's kind of has a weird reputation in Washington.
Right.
People from Boulder love it here. Like, they, whenever I tell somebody from Colorado that I go to Evergreen, they love it. But I guess apparently in Washington, it doesn't get as good of a rep by here.
Yeah,
so
I hear that a lot.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, Katie, I really appreciate you coming and talking with me today and doing this interview. I would always ask if there's anything you'd like to share for someone who's coming onto Evergreen, something that a word of advice that you could give them, anything you might want to share with them.
I guess what I heard from a lot of people and what I would be thinking right now is just, you know, when you go to Evergreen, it's, you know, really what you put into it, because you can go and do crazy things. There's a lot of resources that if you get into them, you can go really far in it, and Evergreen gives you this freedom to just explore a lot of different things and put, you know, all the things that you like into one thing. and see how they all relate to each other. So that's what I really like about this. It's not different, separate classes. You know, you can kind of explore all your passions.
Very, very nice. Well, once again, I want to thank you for coming out and doing this interview. And I think you did a fabulous job.
Thank you.
And for all of you out there, we will talk to you sometime soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.